Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a goal.
Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it. He's got the field goal. He's got the premiership. He has gone from, as I said, a captain to a legend.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, over the last 2 weeks or so, I've had about 7 messages from you guys asking for my 1-17 team of underachievers. So for me, an underachiever is a guy that comes into first grade with huge wraps on them. We're expecting them to be absolute superstars. And for whatever reason, it might be injury, it might be form, it might be off-field distractions, they don't quite live up to the big wraps that they had. Now, for me to make this 17, I spoke to a few people about it. I asked a few mates, who would you have in here? Who are the guys? And everyone I spoke to, depending on which team they went for, they had another guy that I hadn't even thought of. So this list could be absolutely endless. I could make 3 really solid teams here for you. This is the 17 that I've got. I'm going to start today with the back line, then I'll drop the forwards tomorrow. But as I said, an extremely tough and difficult list to make. I mentioned yesterday when I was going through Buzzer's top 50 that if you get a list that's more than 5 players, my God, it's hard. I've gone for my 1-13 in positions, and the next 4, I've gone for 2 backs on the bench and 2 forwards. So my back line, the fullback would be quite possibly, I'm not sure if there's ever been a more hyped player that didn't live up to the hypes when he first came in. The year was 2007, and on the back of the Telegraph, the headline was Greg Waddell. Now, Greg Waddell, for those that remember him, was 13 years ago, first burst on the scene. He never actually played NRL, I believe. And Greg Waddell, he signed a contract with the Penrith Panthers. I believe it was a 5-year deal worth $100,000 each season, and he was 16 years old. He was unbelievable, an outside back that just lit it up. I never saw him play myself, but from the people that I hear talk about him that I respect their opinions, Greg Waddell could have been absolutely anything. And to be, to sign a contract with the Penrith Panthers, with the nursery they've got and the players they have to choose from, to sign a 5-year contract worth that much money at 16 years of age, it is simply unbelievable. This was 13 years ago too. This wasn't recent. So this was, if you were 16 and you signed a 5-year deal worth $100,000 a season now, that would be astronomical. To sign it 13 years ago, it defies belief. Greg Waddell had a heap of injuries and a heap of shit go on. He never made it to the NRL. And he's one of those guys that when you talk to people that came through junior grades and came through the rep footy at that age, he was just something else, just such a destructive outside back. I put him at fullback because the other guys I've got in this list, they're definitely wingers and centres, so I had to put him at fullback there. Greg Waddell's the first man. On the wing, I've got 2 superstars that made it to the NRL and played a couple of seasons, and they just had so much ahead of them, and injury cut their career short. The first one's Taniela Tuaki. Taniela played for the West Tigers sort of in the late 2000s, early 2010s, I believe. He was sensational. He was just so hard to handle. He was like, I remember then thinking, wow, this is like Matt Utai all over again, but he was stronger and faster. He was unbelievable, Taniela Tuaki. Him and Benji had a fantastic combo out on the West Tigers left edge, and essentially, if he got the ball 5 metres out, it was over. He couldn't be stopped. I believe he scores a try against the Parramatta Eels, and I'm going to say maybe 2010, and that essentially ends his career. It might have been a little bit after that, but that ends his career there. He never plays again, and he had all the potential in the world to do anything. On the other wing, I've got a man you all know, Jarrell Yao Yee. Yao Yee was simply incredible. He played for the Kangaroos and for the Maroons and was scoring tries left, right and centre, just like they were going out of fashion in rep sides. And unfortunately, one night, I believe it was in Perth against South Sydney, he went up for a high ball and he came down and, you know, his ankle just essentially crumbled underneath him. It was, I don't remember the incident all that well because I literally couldn't watch it. That sort of stuff makes me sick to watch. And watching him on the ground, I think he had the bone sticking out of his leg. Just terrible, a terrible situation. And he had the world in front of him. He would have been the best winger in the game for a long time. He was at the Broncos. They were doing well then. He was sensational. Queensland Maroons, he had that jersey locked down. Kangaroos, he had that jersey locked down. And he was still so young. And his career, unfortunately, ended there. It took him another year or two to retire, I believe. I believe he tried to come back. And since then, he's been working in the media department for the Brisbane Broncos and is doing fantastic things in the community. And unfortunately, injury took stellar careers away from both of these two superstars. They would have been absolutely anything. In the centres, I've gone for a guy that I've spoken about a lot on this podcast, Owen Craigie. Owen was just the most gifted footballer I think we've ever seen. He was unbelievable. He won a comp with the Knights in 97 and was just unstoppable. I talk about, you know, schoolboy superstars, and Owen Craigie, he was the schoolboy superstar. He made the Australian schoolboy side 3 years in a row, which means he was in the best 17 players in Australia in year 10, year 11, and year 12. Simply unbelievable. I don't think it'll ever be done again. When guys play 2 years, that's incredible. You're talking about your Brad Fittlers and these sort of guys. To play 3 years will never be done again. Owen Craigie will be the first and the last player to play 3 years of Australian schoolboys. Now, the big O, he just had all the ability in the world. He could do absolutely anything, and he could do it off the top of his head. I've heard Andrew Johns say before that he's the most gifted player he's ever seen, and it's hard to argue with. Chips over the top, just instinct plays. He was unbelievable, so entertaining, Owen Craigie, and he had his challenges throughout his career. He bounced around a few clubs, had a couple of off-field troubles, and there was a lot of criticism his entire career about his playing weight and whatnot. But Owen Craigie, you can't deny, he had all the ability in the world. He could have been absolutely anything. I put him on this list, but at the end of the day, he won a premiership with the Knights. He played a heap of NRL. A sensational guy. You can catch him on Instagram now, Owen Craigie. He started a new movement, getting people fit and moving. It's called Chase the Energy. I highly advise you jump onto his page and have a look. A champion fella who's doing great things in the community. The next man is a guy that he's a little bit younger. He's still sort of around. He played in one of those sevens comps a few weeks ago, and his team won. His name's Jacob Loco. Now, Loco came through for the Parramatta Eels about 8 years ago, and he was just looking like an all-time star. And the few times I saw him play, I think he played a couple of first-grade games, but he never really kicked on. But in the juniors coming through, and when he first burst on the scene, he was simply unbelievable. And yeah, I remember watching him play juniors, and it just wasn't fair. It just wasn't fair how dominant Jacob Loco was. Now, he had a couple of issues off the field. He's always been in a bit of trouble. He's always you question the people he's hung around with and whatnot. But I don't know him personally, so I can't really comment. But there's always been issues there, and I think the NRL teams just eventually went, ugh, no thank you. It's all too hard. I'd love to see him get another shot in the future. I see him on Instagram now. He's still fit as a fiddle. I'm sure he could still throw it with the best of them. At 5'8", and this guy is, I mean, he bounced around to six or seven clubs. I know off the top of my head, he was at Canterbury, he was at Penrith, he was at the Melbourne Storm. He went all over the place. Every coach that had him thought, I'll get him right, and when I do, I'm going to have a superstar on my hands. That's Arana Tamata. Now, this guy had all the ability on the field, but once again, off-field indiscretions, it was just the end of him, and he just couldn't keep himself on the straight and narrow. But you talk to anyone that played with Arana Tamata, he was unbelievable. He was one of the best 5'8s you will ever see. All the skills in the world. Your skill set was just on another planet. If you could put his skill set into a head, you know, into a body and a brain like Cooper Cronk or someone, he would have been the best player of all time. He just had so much ability, so much war instincts, but unfortunately, we never really got to see the best out of him. I think he played a handful of first-grade games. I'd have to check that. I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, I think the last thing he got sacked for at the Panthers was stealing prescription drugs from the doctor, team doctor, yeah. So, had a lot of issues. Don't quote me on that, but had a lot of issues. And Arana Tamata, he could have been absolutely anything. The last player I'm going to mention is the halfback. Now, this guy was on my podcast earlier this year. Yeah, an absolute champion fella, Tim Smith. When he burst onto the scene in 2005, he had 40 try assists in his debut season. And, you know, everyone was calling him Parramatta's answer to Peter Sterling, and he just collected so much momentum early. The rookie of the year, he was sensational. You know, you see guys like Jonathan Thurston, Lockyer, Fittler, like these guys didn't get anywhere near 40 try assists in a season. Tim Smith did it in his first season, which simply defies belief. He was just so good at what he did. He had this cutout ball that it's just never been rivaled by anyone. He had one of the best passes we've ever seen, along up there with like Ricky Stewart in the 90s and whatnot. He was unbelievable. He just used to zing passes from one side of the field to the other, throw it 25 metres on an absolute string. Tim would go on to play a few more seasons at Parramatta before moving to the Sharks. Funnily enough, there he was coached by Ricky Stewart. It didn't all sort of work out for Tim Smith. He ended up over in England. He had a couple of issues over there. He's now retired, living with his beautiful wife, Renee. I believe they're down in Melbourne from memory. But Tim Smith, he had all the ability in the world. And as a half, he could have been absolutely anything. That first season, we will never see anything like that again. Now, as I said, I'll do the forwards tomorrow, but I did have two backs on my bench. And the first one is Benny Jones. Now, Ben Jones was a product of Matraville High. I remember coming through when I was at school and used to watch Matto, and their halves were Adam Reynolds and Ben Jones. And dare I say, Ben Jones looked like the better footballer at that stage. Benny Jones had, you know, this bright red hair, but he just had all of the skills in the world. He was tough as nails. He was sort of a, he was a 5'8", lock, centre. He could just do everything, Ben Jones, and didn't all kick on for him as we expected. He ended up playing a couple of games for the Roosters. Then he bounced around a few clubs. Still see him around Sydney now, but Ben Jones was one guy that he could have been absolutely anything, a superstar of our game that went missing. The other guy is a winger that came out of the Brisbane Broncos. I think he had one season where he was just unbelievable, and I couldn't tell you exactly what year it was. I'm going to say 07 or 08, and that was Leon Bott. He burst onto the scene for the Brisbane Broncos, playing on the left wing, and he was just unstoppable. Another one of those Matty Utai, Taniela Tuaki, he was just a short, stocky, but he was lightning quick and incredibly strong, and just no one could handle Leon Bott. Coming out of his own end, he was sensational. He'd always find his elbows and knees. He's always bend the line. A sensational footballer and a great finisher. Not really sure what ended up happening to Leon. Last time I saw him, he was playing in the Shoot Shield. I think he was playing for Manly, and there was an incident where whoever they were playing, whoever Manly was playing, Manly put up a massive bomb, and he came through, and he collected this winger about 3 seconds before the ball hit the ground. And that's my last memory of Leon Bott. But him playing for the Brisbane Broncos on the left edge, he was electrifying. He could have been absolutely anything. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be dropping our forward pack of our should-have-been superstars team, along with the two guys we've got on the bench. There are some big names coming here in the forward pack, some absolute stars with just huge size and huge skill set, but didn't quite live up to their potential.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.